The Nail. Where I am, generic architecture, like a barn or a batch, but neither of those things. Feral fennel clots the air with ammonia, and the usual marks are everywhere. Burnt stumps and discarded branches, their currency clattering at the night window. I've made a list of the things I will steal. A Crown Lynn cup and saucer, an ashtray printed with Foxton, the foxy town, and a remote control like the one I lost. But I won't. I will leave this place cleaner than when I arrived. If I could get things right on a small scale, if I could lay the right things at the feet of the wooden women who circle the ladder to heaven, or rain Fovo's rusty breath to skirt these hingeless doors. But my vision is split like a horse's, and my pockets hurt from the fists I've shoved in them. Round back, the mutton birders are dumping buckets of bodies in the kitchen sink, the ovens and deep fryers gearing up a notch. We prepare ourselves by mumbling a song taught to us this morning, half naive native, half colonial huckster, sung to a Beatles tune. Standing on the grass, I let a nail, pushed from rusted metal, pierce the sole of my shoe.